here in the mix on 90.7 WKGC, FM and HD. Hey, when you need us. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
We have with us in studio Tony Lopez, the program director of the UVS program here at Gulf Coast State College, the Unmanned Vehicle System program. Tony, how you
Good
doing?
Morning. Good morning, Caleb. How are you?
Good morning. I am here.
It's Monday, so.
Yeah, but I'm excited to talk more in depth about the Unmanned Vehicle System program. Can you tell me a little bit about what the UVS program does?
Well, so here at Gulf Coast State College, we have an Associate of Science in Unmanned Vehicle Systems. Unmanned vehicles are obviously, you know, vehicles that are not manipulated by a person.
Yeah, you don't have to have a person on the machine.
Exactly. Yeah. You're remotely controlled or autonomous. What we do at the college with the Associate of Science in Unmanned Vehicle Systems is you train into the operation of the systems, aerial, ground, and underwater, or surface, waterborne, but also in the electronics, computer science, robotics. You learn how to build the systems themselves, how to repair them. We don't focus on operating because that's a simplified version of, you know, flying a drone, so to speak. We teach you how to, we help you learn, you know, how to fix them, how to design the systems, how to build them, and how to make them work, including the sensors, because every vehicle in the UVS realm is for one purpose: to collect data.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And certainly, you know, you think of a your basic drone, and it's, you know, you've got a camera, but that is one tool to gather information.
Correct.
But there are so many other measurement tools that are used.
Yes.
Tell me a couple of those. What are we looking for data collection on an
So different industries use different sensors. For example, thermal cameras in the power generation industry, power companies. You have all these solar farms, you have all these solar panels. So if you think about how long it would take an inspector to go from one panel to the other, and you have 50,000 panels, it would take forever. You flying an aerial system with a thermal camera, you can fly over the farm within minutes. And using software, you can actually upload the data into the software, and it will tell you which panel in what location needs to be repaired or inspected. So it's more pinpointed.
Which is so helpful in making the process more efficient and more safe and all of these things. You know, that example, you know, we're not dealing with, you know, 9,000 degrees. But certainly there are those means where it is unsafe to put a person close to things.
Correct.
Where, you know, even in the electrical generation, you know, measuring the temperature of transmission lines, you know,
correct,
having
yes,
someone be close to them is incredibly dangerous, which is why that job pays so well. But if you're able to put an unmanned vehicle system close and have it do the measurement, it changes the world, you know.
So, for example, like the WKGC antenna, transmission antenna, you know, it's pretty tall. I'm not exactly how tall it is, but it's pretty tall.
It's adequate.
So, you know, instead of having a person climb the antenna, climb the tower, mm-hmm, just to inspect one of the guide wires or anything like that, you can, for example, fly a unmanned aerial system just to do a visual inspection. Not only that, there's other sensors that can be used for measuring, you know, radio frequency transmission, the power that is being emitted by the antenna. You can do various things. If you think about your senses, you know, your eyesight, your smell, your speak, your hearing, those are sensors. So if you think about it, our vehicles can carry any of those sensors to do the same thing. If any operations is dull, dirty, or dangerous, we want to send an unmanned vehicle. We don't want to send a person.
And of course, here at Gulf Coast State College, we are training that, both the use, maintenance, and application of unmanned vehicle systems.
Correct. And one of the areas that are regulated within what we train on is the, you know, the aerial systems. The Federal Aviation Administration requires you to have it's called the FAA Part 107 airman certificate to operate commercially. So we do train on that, and we have a specialized section which is called the UAS Pilot Boot Camp that provides specialized training on operating aerial systems in two stages. Stage one, part 107, is stage two, which is beyond line of sight, and we can go into details a little bit later.
Yes, we're gonna do that. We're gonna take a quick break, but when we come back, we're gonna keep talking about what exactly and how you can follow through the UVS program, the Unmanned Vehicle Systems program, to get your aerial certification through the FAA, and go on to achieve that associate's degree. All right here on The Mix.